episode 3118, Thrive in the Smaller Things.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to think about thriving in your everyday, because sometimes we just get bamboozled with everything else that really doesn't matter, because if you don't have your health, you don't have much of anything. It's time to thrive in the smaller things. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, take a deep breath, because I don't know about you. Maybe it's because summer is coming to an end and I know the kids are going back to school and stuff is all going to be changing. I'm a little bit worn out. And I don't think it's because I've been in the sun a whole lot. Maybe it's because I'm playing with the grand dog a little bit too much. Oh, yes, he's a puppy, a golden doodle. So we are all on duty when he comes over, and my son is traveling, so he's spending some days with us. So if you hear a little whimper in the background, you know who it is. It's definitely not me or the children. Anyway, we'll leave that for another episode. But it is something interesting, right, where we get into routines and we think we know exactly what we need to be doing. And then it's like, well, maybe not. Maybe I need to back off. Because when you're looking to live your best selfie, doing too much might not be what you need right now. Thrive in the smaller things that build consistency. As Deepak Chopra said, you must find the place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. And truly, my friend, nothing is impossible. And you can live your thriving life. However, you cannot let yourself be bamboozled into doing stuff that is too over the top or extreme. Life is too short. Do what works now to build consistency. And I know it's hard. I get it. We have crazy schedules. I have crazy schedules. I don't know that I've slept in the same bed in the last week. I think I've been in three different beds. And it's all good, by the way. But when you are trying to live a life of routine and get into, you know, building consistency, it's hard. And sometimes we have to look at the seasons. Where are we right now? What can I do right now? And not look at the bigger picture, because we have to run the other way, knowing that there's no way I can reach that. There's no way I can get there. So I want to talk to you about something different. It's mitophagy. And mitophagy is the essential process of breaking down and removing old and damaged mitochondria. I know we're going back to biology days, so hang in there with me. And it allows your brain and body to function at their best and maintain overall health. Who doesn't want that? It's a continuous journey that can be influenced by positive practices such as proper rest, which I need so bad right now. Physical activity, I could use a little bit of that, because my physical activity is good, but not quite as good. What about you? Nourishing your body with nutritious foods, how are you hanging? Are you going for the box stuff? Are you going for the real stuff? And taking care of your spiritual and emotional well-being. Imagine building your mitochondrial health and in return witnessing a life of thriving. Who doesn't want to thrive? You can even think of mitophagy as a metaphor for change, intentionally breaking down and replacing bad habits with good ones to enhance your overall health. This is where thriving practices come into play. What are you doing in your everyday? That's what matters. Thrive in the smaller things. A lot of people think they have to do something grandioso in order to impact their health, but take the small things and do them consistently, building a thriving life. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Build a thriving life in the smaller things. You don't want to think too broad, yet you also don't want to think, you know, too small either, but we have got to be ready to do what we can do right now. And with things changing, seasons are changing right now. If you've got children, your season is definitely changing. I don't care what ages that they are. And so I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to work in that and with that new season change. and say, what can I do right now to build a thriving life? What can I do to work and really build this healthy living lifestyle that I'm looking forward to for the rest of my life, not just for the next 6 months, right? We're not talking about diets. We're not talking about fad things. We're not talking about in vogue things. We're not talking about things that are going to get you a quick result. We're talking about lifelong commitments that you're willing to say, yes, I'm in. And you can change them a little bit, right? As seasons change, you can change them. So I want you to explore with me a few thoughts that I have and what you can do to build that consistently thriving life that you so desire. So number one, take a full day to unplug. In this digital age, it's important to step away from constant distractions. Plan ahead and disconnect from phone calls, from your cell phone. I mean, like seriously. Now, you can have it on, obviously, for your children, right? That you want. But turn the notifications off. You don't need to hear all the messages coming in, all your text messages, bing, 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 bing. Mine sometimes sounds like I'm at a casino at times. You don't need to hear all the news for the day. Turn it off. Spend time in nature. Go for a walk or embark on a day-long hike. Embrace being fully unplugged and experience truly the psychological stress relief, reconnecting with yourself and appreciating your surroundings. I promise you, you're going to feel refreshed and rejuvenated. Now, let me tell you this. I am looking, I know, don't panic here. I'm looking at taking a week off. I know, but if I talk about it, I've got to follow through with what I do, right? What I'm telling you to do. So we're going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus. Now, I haven't made an official decision, so stay tuned over the next couple of days, but we might be taking a full week off. And in all honesty, it's not because I don't like being here every day with you. That's not the case. But I need to unplug too. I need a break to allow my mind to expand and have greater creativity. Because sometimes you get just stuck in a rut and your mind doesn't rest, therefore what? It can't renew. And I know for me, I have so much going on right now. Like I said, I think I've been sleeping in 3 different beds over the last 7 days. It's crazy. It's wonderful, but it's crazy at the same time. And so in doing so, if I need to find a balance for me, right? I don't like that word, but it's important at times. When you're looking to actually create a lifestyle, not this fad diet thing, not I'm just going to drop 20 pounds and then see what happens. There's a time and a place for that, okay? I'm not going to lie to you on that one. There is a time and place for that, but I'm talking about longevity. I'm talking about when you're 10 years from now, a decade from now. I know it's hard to think about it, isn't it? Think about it in kids' thoughts, okay? So if you've got a 12-year-old, that means in 10 years they're going to be 22. Just saying. You're going to be feeling it then. I'm telling you, you will, because I'm there. But when you're looking at that, you really want to protect who you still are becoming. You got a long journey ahead of you. And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything at all. I mean, truly, right? Your health is your wealth. And so you want to stay as grounded. And so there is a balance. There is finding that season for you. And so for me, I'm thinking, gosh, it would be nice. I've only done it one other time, and that was just about a year ago. And we went on vacation, and I said, you know what? I'm hanging it up for a week, and I'll be back. So it's under advisement right now. I think that's what I'm going to do, but stay tuned. I'll be back here tomorrow. Come on back. I will let you know if that's what's going to happen. You'll probably know by the end of the week or during the weekend. But it's important. And I would really recommend that you do this not just once a year, maybe once a quarter, maybe once a month, okay? Maybe you need to do it actually once a week. If you have your phone that's going off all the time, you need to breathe, because sometimes your headaches may not actually be from what you're doing or what you're not doing. It's more so of how you're loving your own body. So take a full day to unplug. Get away from all the lights. You know, go outside. I was outside yesterday evening because I'm taking care of my grand dog. His name is Caesar, by the way. So I'm taking Caesar outside. He's just now about 3 months old. So he's all energy. It's like having a toddler. It is a bundle of joy running around, and he gets the zoomies and he goes every which direction. Well, I'm outside and I look up in the sky and I see this gorgeous full moon. And I'm like, I am so glad I get to take Caesar outside right now, because every single time I do, I get to look up and see that incredible moon. It amazes me every single time. So you don't have to do this in the day. I mean, I would recommend it. But, you know, you can unplug at night and then for the full next day into the next night and then turn it all on again. Give yourself that moment of rest. Give yourself that moment that you can ground yourself in the smaller things, the things that really matter, the things that really can move the needle for you. A lot of times we're looking at things to go viral, right? What can I do to go viral? What can I do to be noticed? Our younger generations, oh my goodness, do they have a problem with this? But we'll leave that for another episode. We have a problem as adults raising these younger generations because we are not modeling it well. We're failing our own self. I don't want you to fail anymore, my friend. Okay, so take a full day to unplug. Number two, sprinkle in small bursts of happy. Oh yes, happiness is made up of small day-to-day moments. It's not about, oh wow, I just won the lottery, which that would be nice, but I don't think anybody did. Honestly, I didn't check. But regardless, happy is not about just feeding your own self, right? Invite more happiness into your life by incorporating small bursts of happy throughout your day. Send an email, right? Expressing gratitude. Engage in a meaningful conversation with a friend. Take a few seconds maybe to help someone in need. That I get a lot of joy from all the time. I mean, I will talk to people just to talk to them because it brings me truly, it is incredible for me. That's my Zen moment. I love it. If that's not you, then you don't have to do that, okay? Reflect on past positive experiences. You know, I got an email a couple days ago, and it was just somebody who was talking to me about what we're doing with our TV and what we're doing possibly here in the future and things that are changing and some exciting things happening. And with all of that, they were just very positive. And they're like, we can't wait to have, you know, see more and see what you have to offer and et cetera. And I'm like, it was so uplifting to me. We need to go back on those because a lot of times we just have all the negative flying at us. And I know this sounds strange, but just think about the whole thing of flies and gnats. That's how negativity comes at us. And it's like you can just keep like, you know, throwing your hands up in the air, trying to get them to go away, and they just keep coming back at you. Negativity is not good. And you really want to relish in the happy moments of life. So create them. Look for them. Bless someone else with a happy moment, right? These simple actions can contribute to a fulfilling and joyful life overall. Sprinkle in those small bursts of happy. Number three, seek out playful activities. Can you tell I'm hanging out with a new puppy? My wording, playful. Playfulness not only boasts happiness, right? It does. It just boosts and boasts happiness. It boosts our happiness levels. It's like, yes, I'm all in. But it's also crucial for brain health. Research has shown that engaging in playful activities activates specific areas of the brain and promotes neurodevelopment. Who doesn't need a little bit more of that? Like, let my neurons connect, please. So make time for sports, make time for games or other playful activities. I love personally playing the piano. I love that. Playing my flute. I love that. And so like on the TV show, I'm doing a little bit more of the piano. It's just fun. It's relaxing. And yeah, somewhat to my kids, it's entertaining to them as they walk by, but more so what it does for me. It's okay to be a little selfish when you're looking at your activities. Yes, you can do things that your kids want, your family wants, I get that. But also do something that you want to do. You give, 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 give. Make sure you take a little for yourself, seriously. And remember, playfulness knows no boundaries. Just think about Caesar, the little puppy. Oh yes, he is just such a bundle of joy. He is, and a bundle of energy to say the least. And finally, number four, make self-care non-negotiable. And I want you to think about this. Listen to what I said. Make self-care non-negotiable. I'm good at this for some things and horrible at it for other things. So you first need to define what you mean by self-care for you. Everybody has a different definition. When you do that, Then I want you to dedicate daily time to focus on activities that are solely for your own well-being. For me, believe it or not, I love writing. I love podcasting. I love being creative. For some people, that just sounds like a lot of work. To my husband, he's like, yeah, no way, I'm not signing up for that. I get it. But for me, not only does it make me happy, it just engages my brain differently. And I love to dream. I love to be creative. And so that's part of my self-care. Now, for some people, they're like, well, Christiane, isn't that work? I'm like, yeah, kind of, sort of, but not exactly. What I do here with you every day doesn't seem like work. Yes, I have to put in some longer hours. Yes, I have to do research. Yes, I have to edit and formulate things. I have to go find out information. I have to come up with ideas like what's going to make them click this time. And hey, if you do like any of these episodes, be sure to share them with your friends. I really appreciate it. And subscribe, leave a review. It really does help expand our reach. And you know, this is not about me. It's all about create your now. Yeah, that's what we're doing here. So take a deep breath. Let's look at this making self-care a non-negotiable. So you're going to dedicate that daily time, right, to solely focus on your own well-being. Maybe it's a quick midday walk that you need, and that's going to enhance your physical health and increase focus for the rest of the day. Maybe it's regular meditation, right, that will cultivate patience in your interactions with loved ones. Maybe it's carving out moments for projects or hobbies that will bring balance, a sense of accomplishment, harmony, and happiness into your life. Consider committing to an activity that requires regular practice or lessons, like painting, woodworking, rock climbing, learning the guitar, oh wait, playing the piano, yes. In fact, I've got a good friend. He's over half a century too. And I love it. I think so. Oh, well, I won't tell you who it is, but I'm almost sure he is. Anyway, he's now getting back into playing with a band. And guess what? They're all 30s or less. Seriously, 30-somethings or less. How fun is that? So he's the old fuddy-duddy, but he's having a blast with it. Do something that you truly enjoy. Do something that lights you up for you. Okay, it doesn't have to be a hot bath. It can be. But sometimes we look at self-care as, oh, it's got to be something that like involves hygiene or working out or, you know, writing in my journal, something like that. For you, if it's reading, then read a book. If it's writing, then write. If it's playing with your new puppy dog, then go play with your new puppy dog. Maybe you have a brand new bicycle. Go ride to your heart's desire. Right? Just ride and ride and ride. Let yourself just go. You know, we all have different things. My daughter loves to dance and she doesn't dance anymore, but at times she just turns on music and she dances with her child. That is a non-negotiable for her. That's self-care. And she loves that. And it brings out the best in her later because she gets to do that in her own privacy of her own home, right? So it can be anything. Don't put boundaries on you, right? Allow yourself to be you. The key, though, is to prioritize self-care and schedule these activities in your life. Because otherwise, somebody else is going to get the better of you, and you're not going to be ready to handle stuff that you really need to because you're not taking care of you. So are you ready to embrace the practices that will lead you to thriving consistently and living your optimal, healthy life? I mean, come on. I know for me, I've been doing some crazy things lately. I'll tell you more of that here later in the upcoming weeks. Maybe if I take a vacation and take a little time off, then when I come back, I'll start sharing some stories with you there. But I have to watch, you know, just like anybody, of what I share, because some people are like, Christiane, why are you doing that? Well, because it works for me. And remember, what I'm sharing here doesn't mean that it is golden, that it's set in stone. You get to take these ideas and make them your own. And I think that's what's really cool about what we do here. It's about really creating your now. This is not about me. This is not about your neighbor. It's not about your best friend. It's not about your spouse. It's not about your siblings or your mom or your dad. It's not about your kids. It's about you. And when you look at you, and you could become the best selfie ever, allowing God to mold you and shape you, allowing you to become who he wants you to become, a heavenly calling. which looks different here on earth. But you're so in tuned. You're like, yeah, this is where I know I need to be. That's when life shifts in all ways. I'm telling you, God works in mysterious ways, and you got to take care of yourself. You get one body, you get one mind, you get one heart. What are you going to do for it today? So start implementing these tactics, these suggestions, whatever works for you. Try them out. If you're like, oh, I don't know, then think like puppies. Just be playful. Go out and go to the park. Go to the sandbox and build. If you're close enough to a beach, go build a sandcastle. I mean, like, seriously. I just want you to be encouraged that you don't have to limit yourself because of a certain age. You can have fun in life. And when you do so, it's going to bring incredible transformation. Your journey towards vitality and well-being awaits, my friend. You just got to be ready to take charge and go after it. Go in peace. Come on, you got this, right? Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.